Good morning, everybody. Page 142. Timetable, definite work in a given time. I shall have opportunities to enter into some of these points later. Meantime, let us look in at a home schoolroom managed upon sound principles. In the first place, there is a timetable written out fairly so that the child knows what he has to do and how long each lesson is to last. This idea of definite work to be finished in a given time is valuable to the child, not only as a training him in habits of order, but in diligence. He learns that one time is not as good as another, that there is no right time left for what is not done in its own time, and this knowledge alone does a great deal to secure the child's attention to his work. Again, the lessons are short, seldom more than 20 minutes in length for children under 8, and this for two or three reasons. The sense that there is not much time for his sums or his reading keeps the child's wits on the alert and helps to fix his attention. He has time to learn just so much of any one subject as it is good for him to take in at once. And if the lessons be judiciously alternated, sums first say, while the brain is quite fresh, then writing or reading, some more or less mechanical exercise, by way of a rest, and so on, the program varying a little from day to day, but the same principle throughout, a thinking lesson first and a painstaking lesson to follow. The child gets through his morning lessons without any sign of weariness. Even with regular lessons and short lessons, a further stimulus may be occasionally necessary to secure the attention of the child. His desire of approbation may ask the stimulus not only of a word of a praise, but of something in the shape of a reward to secure his utmost efforts. Now, rewards should be dealt out to the child upon principle. They should be the natural consequences of his good conduct. A natural reward. What is the natural consequence of work well and quickly done? Is it not the enjoyment of ampler leisure? The boy is expected to do 2 right sums in 20 minutes. He does them in 10 minutes. The remaining 10 minutes are his own, fairly earned, in which he should be free for scamper in the garden or any delight he chooses. His writing task is to produce 6 perfect M's. He writes 6 lines with only 1 good M in each line. The time for the writing lesson is over and he has none for himself, or he is able to point out 6 good M's in his first line, and he has the rest of the time to draw steamboats and railway trains. This possibility of letting the children occupy themselves variously in a few minutes they may gain at the end of each lesson is compensation which the home schoolroom offers for the zest which the sympathy of numbers and emulation are supposed to be given to schoolwork. Emulation. As for emulation, a very potent means of exciting and holding the attention of children, it is often objected that a desire to excel, to do better than others, implies an unloving temper, which the educator should rather repress than cultivate. Good marks of some kind are usually the rewards of those who do best, and it is urged that these good marks are often the cause of ungenerous rivalry. Now the fact is, the children are being trained to live in the world, and in the world we all do get good marks of one kind or another, prize or praise or both, according as we excel others, whether in football or tennis or in picture painting or poem making. There are envying and heartburnings amongst those who come in second best. So it has been from the beginning and doubtless will be to the end. If the child is to go out into the emulous world, why, it may possibly be well that he should be brought up in an emulous school. But here is where the mother's work comes in. She can teach her child to be first without vanity and to be last without bitterness. That is, she can bring him up in such a hearty outgoing of love and sympathy that joy in his brother's success takes the sting out of his own failure, and regret for his brother's failure leaves no room for self-glorification. Again, if the system of marks be used as a stimulus to attention and effort, the good marks should be given for conduct rather than for cleverness. That is, they should be within everybody's reach. Every child may get his mark for punctuality, order, attention, diligence, obedience, gentleness, and therefore marks of this kind may be given without danger of leaving a rankling sense of injustice in the breast of the child who fails. Emulation becomes suicidal when it is used as the incentive to intellectual effort, because the desire of knowledge subsides in proportion as the desire to excel becomes active. As a matter of fact, marks of any sort, even for conduct, distract the attention of children from their proper work, which is in itself interesting enough to secure good behavior as well as attention.